Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a... Robbie, what it... I look at your setup. I'm used to seeing... There's something behind you. What is that right there? Right behind... Yeah,
right there?
Right there. What is that? What is that?
Well, what we have right here is they have an upper-level system coming in right here where the hot air is meeting the cold air.
There's plenty of hot air on this podcast.
There is. That's my Sports Writer of the Year award.
That's right.
We have a new prop.
That's right. Very good. One day I'll have something behind me here. I don't know what it'll
be.
It's
my carrot top chest of props. I'm just going to pull out my...
Pulling stuff out of it, yeah.
Sports Writer of the Year award there.
There you go. He's Robbie Falk. I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi or wherever you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our service minimum out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Round Lake.
It would be a little weird. I'm glad the lake's round, though.
As you might can guess, it's in the Delta.
Could be rectangular.
Now, rectangular lake would
rectangular
be...
Rectangular lake doesn't really roll its tongue the same way.
Yeah. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it's what's for America. 4th of July is almost here. America. It is time to start firing up the grills, and beef needs to be the star of the show. Be the commander in beef at your next cookout this 4th of July weekend and make it happen. Beef is a great American product. It's a great Mississippi product as well. We've got lots of great beef farmers here in our state doing nearly $500 million a year worth of agribusiness. So when you're eating a steak, you're not just helping yourself to delicious steak. You're helping America. Remember that. Beef, it's what's for America. America. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. I don't know, maybe something with the M over S on it. I will go ahead and just get those purchases in. You're going to need them this spring.
I like that shirt you got on. That's a great logo.
I'm a big fan of the 85, as you know.
Yes.
They've got them at College Corner. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area, originally by Fleet Feet, flowing by the half shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best meal in town is always going to be found at Restaurant Tyler. If you enjoy a great blue plate lunch like I do, the place to go is Restaurant Tyler. We love the lunch there. It's the best blue plate in town. It's not even close. So if you want to have a great lunch today, I wouldn't say Friday because I'm sure they're closed for the 4th of America, but you can go back on next week. Hit them up, Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers, you need them on your schedule. You need a banker who's going to take care of you. You need a banker who knows you as well as they know your money. You need a banker that provides the level of service that you're only going to get at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Robbie Falk back from North Carolina, where, as you see in the background, named the Mississippi Sports Writer of the Year. Neil Price named the Mississippi Sports Caster of the Year.
Very well deserved.
A bulldog sweep in that. Is there ever a Podcaster of the Year award? Did you ask anybody about that? Because maybe I could win that. I don't know.
I think you deserve it, Brian.
Well, no, all BS aside, there's some really good podcasts covering sports here in the state of Mississippi. So it would be a tough competition. I just think that in the year 2025, it's time to start recognizing that. I think that somebody, if it's me, great. I would love to win that. It would be an incredible honor. But at the same time, I feel like somebody should win it. That award should exist across this country.
When they introduced me last night, I have a video of this. They mentioned in my introduction, co-host to the popular podcast Thunder and Light.
Yes!
It made it.
That's awesome!
It made it on the big stage.
There we go.
But this event was first class to the, I mean, to be quite honest with you, until like a few years ago, I wasn't quite sure what the NSMA was.
Mm-hmm.
I was nominated for this award last year with, was it Joel in there with
Joel
me and Steph?
2 years ago, didn't he?
Okay. I was trying to remember who the finalists were last year, and it was me, Steph, and I think Joel. But I could be wrong. But Steph won it last year, and that was well-deserved. Rick Cleveland's won it like 12 times.
Yeah.
So he's become kind of legendary over there. And I was a finalist with him this year, which was a tremendous honor for me just to be a finalist with a guy that I consider one of my heroes growing up. Reading his columns in the Clarion Ledger was mandatory for me.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to kind of build a relationship with him now over the years, and I consider him a friend. I really do consider him a friend. I don't just throw that out there. I think that he is he's a tremendous writer. Being the conversation with him was awesome. But until you like, I got a program that I'm gonna have to show you. But like, until you like look at the history of this thing, like you can't really fathom like how big of a deal this organization is. Like the first Hall of Fame member in this organization in the 1960s, I think, was Grantland Rice.
Yes.
And every big name that you've ever heard of in sports journalism, broadcaster or sports writer, is in that Hall of Fame or has won a Sports Writer of the Year or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Hall of Fame members last night were Charlie Jones, who was a legendary broadcaster, called Super Bowl One. He did several Olympics, did a ton of NFL games, was the broadcaster for the Cincinnati Reds, I think. Ian Eagle, Mike Tirico, and Ken Rosenthal, and Dan Shaughnessy. So that tells you the type of people that come through there. So this was, to me, like a lifelong dream come true. If I never win this award again, I'm going to always remember the fact that I was involved in that. That it was incredibly humbling. And the cool thing about it is other sports writers around the country are the people that vote for this.
Mm-hmm.
So that it meant a lot to me to win this award. But the event there, it was at the Grandover Resort in Greensboro, North Carolina, a beautiful resort. This got a couple of golf courses on it. The place was the hotel resort was immaculate.
Mm-hmm.
I got to see Mike Tirico walking around the pool in slacks and a polo.
That's so on brand for
it really was on brand. But yeah, it was awesome. Like it really was. And it was cool to catch up with Neil. Neil and his wife are out on the road for like 2 weeks taking a road trip. They made the trip up to North Carolina. So
yeah,
it was really awesome.
That's awesome. Congrats to you again. I think we have given you congratulations like four separate times, but you're going to continue to earn them. So congrats to you, my friend. All right. And then you found some time in between all that to update the masses on what eventually became breaking news. You reported around 12:30 or so that you had spoken to some sources. I got to be totally honest with you, by the way. I know you don't ever want to talk about your sources. This is one time you should. This is such a good story, but we won't do it.
I won't reveal my source on this.
Yeah.
But when I tell you this was like, I don't know any other way to explain this other than this was like divine intervention.
The hand of God.
Like God actually did this.
Yeah.
There's no other way to explain
it's a miracle how this happened.
My paths crossed with this person when they did.
Yes.
Because when I tell you, I literally was sitting at the Atlanta airport mm-hmm. with my laptop in my lap.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife had gone to charge her phone. And I had Ace Reese hits the transfer portal, pulled up on my laptop.
Yeah.
And had the tweet typed out, was ready to post it and link it.
Yeah.
When this person sat down next to me and basically said,
he see you guy. And was like, hey.
He came and plopped down right next to me. Slapped me on the back.
I'm not gonna lie, I have told like 3 or 4 people this story and they all think it's hilarious.
It literally, like, I can't make it up.
I wish we could tell.
I cannot make it up.
But this is what I feel bad that we're teasing the audience, but I don't
mean to do that. I got to tell people like how crazy this is that this information landed right in my lap.
And you put out there that the coaching staff felt good, that they felt like Ace Reese was going to remain at Mississippi State, which turned the tide of an incredible day, by the way, on the On3 message board, which saw the owners of 64 Analytics troll one of your posters. So I was at Bulldog Burger eating lunch when I was, and I'm just sitting there. I got like my drink in one hand. I'm waiting on my food. I'm just scrolling my phone and reading that thread. And when I got to that post, legitimately surrounded by people, I laughed out loud. Like it was a loud, like that.
That's another thing we can't make up, but that happens. Stuff like that happens on our board
Insane.
All the time. It's that the board is never ceasing to amaze.
Yeah.
And this, like the,
good.
If I had the time, I would go back at the start of this baseball portal thread and just watch the ebb and flow of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mississippi State has built, it's according to 64 Analytics, who are now our friends.
Yes.
They have built the number one portal class mm-hmm. out there, according to those analytics. And that's obviously arguable. There's some numbers on there that don't make a lot of sense. And I'm not diminishing what they do, but like you'll have a guy ranked in the top 50. You're like, what? And then a guy ranked in the thousands that you don't understand either. But all that to say, regardless, State's portal haul has been really, really good.
Yeah.
And the ebbs and the flows of this thing, of this portal thread, have been absolutely insane.
Yes.
To the point, like, when I was told this information about Ace Reese, I'm in a thread on here, which we had 3 threads
yes.
on Ace Reese going time. Simultaneously, people freaking out. And I'm sitting there going, like, the mood of this board is about to shift to a 180.
Yeah.
To, we can't compete on this level. What LSU's, we just can't beat out LSU for this and that. Like, it's about to shift pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And it did.
Yes. So you put out the that, you know, yours is kind of, it's not a report so much as, hey, this is what we're hearing. And then within, I think, about an hour of that, Kendall Rogers, I think, speaks to Ace Reese himself and gets the info that Ace Reese is going to remain at Mississippi State. For all the great portal class they've put together, this is the biggest win for Mississippi State, was keeping their own guy. And it feels like in some cases that's just the way that it is, right? When you have a superstar player that everybody wants, never mind that you kept him out of the portal entirely. He never even gave you the anxiety of going into the portal. I was speaking of anxiety, I'd like to reiterate for the third time in 3 days that next time, let's just sit on some stuff. All right. We don't need to know everything. I mean, imagine if what happened there never happens. Nothing ever happens.
I don't know if anybody would have brought that up.
Yeah.
So, and at the same time, like, I don't fault the people that did it because I really do believe that this was kind of imminent.
Yeah.
And it was something that could have happened at any point.
Yeah.
I can't really, really fault our guy for putting it out there. I just hope he never does it again.
Never do it again.
I told him that. I was like, please don't ever do this again.
You remember in Major League when Willie Mays Hayes makes the basket catch and he comes to the dugout and Lou Brown's like, great catch, Hayes. Don't ever do it again. Exactly.
Exactly.
So,
but this, like, the initial thread on that, I remember, like, the other day it had like 13 pages and still nobody had confirmed it was Ace Reese that was being talked about.
it was madness.
The life of message boards.
I guess all's well that ends well for Mississippi State. And Ace Reese will be a Mississippi State Bulldog in 2025. And, you know, you kind of went through, you had the, you know, the, you know, after it's over kind of thing on the board. And you feel like there were a lot of rumors that got dispelled, you know, that Henry Ford and Eric Becker were reaching out to Reese and saying, hey, you don't want to play for this staff. That Reese, you know, what was looking around a little bit more than maybe people thought they were. It really did just come down to the fact that he had some people in his ear, but Mississippi State, through a strong coaching staff, and the decision to go out there, I think, was huge. You know, they didn't do it over phone. They got on the plane. They went to North Carolina. They spoke to Ace Reese in person. It felt like his family was, by and large, the decision. They wanted him to stay here. There was a lot working in Mississippi State's favor. And then not least of all, Robbie, is that nobody could have offered him the financial package that Mississippi State's going to be offering him.
Would have been difficult. Would have been difficult. You're absolutely right. Going up there to North Carolina, I think, sealed the deal.
Mm-hmm.
And if that doesn't tell you everything you need to know about this staff's ability to recruit, I don't know what to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
This is a guy that could have gone to any school in the country. Ace Reese could have entered the portal, and I don't know if he could have gotten the deal that Mississippi State has put in place just because of the roadblocks now that you have to get to that point with the revenue share. And I, you know, somebody would have found the money. There's a small amount of schools that probably would have been able to find the money, and it would have been under the table. But that wasn't really a factor as much as people think. I don't believe that the money was a big problem here, because he has a great deal with Mississippi State.
Mm-hmm.
I think it boiled down to a lot of people getting in his ear, feeding him these ideas, and telling him he needs to go test it out, go somewhere else, go try something new, go play for this team and that team. And I think at the end of the day, what I told this person earlier is it was relationships. Mississippi State had the relationships. I think Justin Parker played a major factor in this. I think Justin Parker having the relationship with Ace and his family was big. And I think Brian O'Connor, to me, is just, when you get face-to-face with him, the guy just draws you in. I mean, it's like hypnotic. He's got a gift. He's got a gift of, you know, just saying it like it is, and he doesn't lie to anybody. He doesn't feed you BS. He tells it like it is, and he knows how to recruit. He knows how to sell the deal. So does Matt Kirby. So does Kevin McMullen, and so does Justin Parker. This is, without a doubt in my mind, to me, the best baseball staff that Mississippi State has had on campus from the total package. And I think what they just sold him is you've got everything that you want at Mississippi State. You've got money. We're going to get you to the MLB. We're going to put you in a lineup that's going to give you a lot of protection. So you're probably going to be as well off offensively as you've been in your entire career. At the end of the day, it's like you love it in Mississippi State. Your family loves it here. Why would you want to leave the situation? And I think Ace realized that. And I think that's a big reason why he didn't enter the portal initially anyway, because you think about it, they locked him down quickly. It was never really – I mean, there were a few days where you were worried about it after Brian O'Connor was hired. But, I mean, he got locked down, and I think it was like the 6th or the 7th of June.
Yeah.
That was about 3 or 4 days into Brian O'Connor's tenure. They got him in quick. I don't think that he was ever seriously considering going in the transfer portal. He was telling people around him he wanted to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what made it difficult for him. You know, he's just had so many people in his ear telling him what's best for him. And I think at the end of the day, he just realized, this is where I want to be. This is where I want to finish up. He's probably going to be a top 10 draft pick next year if everything goes correct. And he felt like he could do everything that he wants to do here at Mississippi State.
And so that leads into, you know, what we need to talk about next, and that's what next year is going to bring. So let's move into that. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District, the place to find smoked Southern soul food. And, of course, the Older Brother as well, the home of the fancy sandwich. I think I'm going to the Older Brother tomorrow. If you want to come, you just let me know. You show up. You tell me. We'll get something to eat. Or if you want to do it, you want to go Thursday, that's fine, too. Not Friday, obviously. Sports of America, but... You know, we can make that happen. So
Thursday might do.
Well, I'm actually off work Thursday, so we can do whatever. Like I'm doing fourth cookout prep that day.
Oh, yummy!
So yeah, I got a lot.
We'll talk about it.
We'll make it happen.
Talk amongst ourselves.
Yeah, talk amongst yourselves. Anyway, whatever. Yeah. Well, I want to talk about, you know, Two Brothers and the Older Brother talk, because that's some great food. I love to go there. Both of those places do well. Our friend Rob Hadaway was at Two Brothers today. He was in town doing some work.
And
he told me, he's like, I'm going to Two Brothers. I was like, it's Taco Tuesday. He was like, what is that? I was like, it's $2 tacos. He's like, oh yeah, I'm in on that. So
their tacos are delicious.
They are delicious. And yeah, I'd say they're nutritious, you know, and they got nutrients in them. They're good.
They have all of the major food groups.
They got what plants crave.
They do.
There you go. Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother in the heart of the Cotton District. Great products, great service. Oh, this better be a big one. Great products, great service. Every business is like to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years. Isn't that right, Sports Writer of the Year?
50!
If you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. You know what that sounded like? What I'm trying to think. Oh, it sounded like the recruiting song. You're a better singer than me, though. If you need technology for your business, if you need a new copier, a new printer, new computers, laptops, whatever it is, give Advantage Business Systems a call. And then if you need service, you talk to the same people, the people who've known you since day one, the people who have that relationship with you. It's not... Okay, we're going to put you on hold for 45 minutes, and then we're going to set up an appointment with you for somebody two states away, and they'll be there a week or 10 days from now. No. Mississippi people, Mississippi businesses taking care of each other. That's what Advantage Business Systems is all about. 601-362-9192, or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. You mentioned earlier the shirt. I got the shirt at Maroon & Co. Bought it right off the rack. That's what I can
Excellent.
Do nowadays. It's exciting. And if you're looking for great new Mississippi State gear, the place to get it is Maroon & Co. or maroonandco.com. They have the biggest and best selection of Mississippi State merchandise of anybody out there. Nobody has more gear than they do. And as I said on yesterday's show, if you don't like to buy Adidas, that's not a problem, because they've got all the name brands. Everything with the MSU logo on it is in one spot at Maroon & Co. Use our promo code THUNDER15 in-store or online to save 15% off regular price. Next time you come in Starkville, before you go to the game, you need to go to Maroon & Co. The 4th of July, the 4th of America is coming up. That's a day where, you know, you don't want to do, you know, maybe you don't want to work around the house that day. You got enough to do. But the 5th and the 6th of July, those are getting out in the yards. Those are home projects days. You need to make sure a trip to Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden is on the agenda before you do anything. Before you cut a blade of grass, before you turn a screw, before you plant a tomato, head over to Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden and check out everything that they've got that makes the projects around your house easier. And, of course, we're talking about John Deere. Great deals on tractors, mowers, gators, 0% financing available for some products. It's all right there for you at Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden. This weekend, before you hit the yard, hit Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden. So Kendall Rogers, after breaking the news on Ace Reese, put together like a quick little hitter of why State should be a team that he would consider for Omaha next year. I found it interesting that they did their initial eight for Omaha earlier this week and did not have State in it. That tells me that Kendall was hearing some of the things that you were hearing, that it was looking like Reese might enter the transfer portal. Once it became obvious that Reese is going to stay here at Mississippi State, if you watch that video, Robbie, there's a couple minutes where he's talking and he's like, oh yeah, they got that guy too. I forgot, you know, this is a potent lineup, and we've talked about the pitching rotation already. That is certainly you know, I'm not going to say that's the kind of pitching staff that can win a national title because so many things can happen. But to put you in position to win one, the pitching staff is already there. But that lineup today with the solidification of Ace Reese is also a very tasty lineup for what is in store for what should be a tremendous first season for Brian O'Connor.
Yeah, and we don't really know what this lineup's going to be. Just looking at the transfer portal at this point, you know that James Nunnally is probably going to factor in the outfield. Bryce Chance is probably going to factor in the outfield. Sean James, is he your second baseman? Is he an outfielder? Is he working at catcher? I don't really know what their plans are there, but he's a multi-position guy. I think that he plays a factor somewhere.
Yeah.
Vitas Valenkis, is he first baseman? Is he outfield? We don't know about him. Aiden Till is a draft risk, but if he makes it to school, that's likely your center fielder. Ryder Woodson is a guy that we think can play either shortstop or second base. He will be here next year, so you can just about pencil him in. You have a draft risk in Blake Beavis, who I think is probably the most likely to go pro just because he might be ready. But he's not really showing up on a lot of, like, top 10 round projections. And then Kevin Maluski is your catcher. This is a – we haven't talked about Garrick Frey. Is he back next year?
Mm-hmm.
Noah Sullivan. Those two –
Fry was so interesting because if Reese had gone, he played third at North Alabama. He could have just popped right into the lineup there.
It was a situation where, like, I hate – it sounds like sour grapes whenever I come in and, like, I would say, you know, you can survive this.
Mm-hmm.
But if you lost an All-American and Ace Reese, I still think State would have been a really good offensive lineup.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would have been – I mean, look at what Ole Miss did this year offensively. They lost Andrew Fisher, who was, you know, one of, if not the best hitters in the SEC this year. And they lost Liam Dole, and they lost other guys that I think would have made a major difference for them. And they ended up going from, you know, not making the tournament to hosting.
Yeah.
So I don't think it was going to be like a death knell for Mississippi State at all to lose Ace Reese.
Right.
But keeping him, now you look at it and you're like, God dang, when you start breaking down this lineup.
That's the closest you've ever come to cursing on this show right there.
Well, I'm just saying, you start breaking down this lineup and I don't think people are talking about this group enough. I mean, this is a group that can absolutely mash. And the transfer guys, you're only – at worst, you're going to lose two.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to lose Blake Beavis and or Aiden Till. And Aiden Till's got another leverage year left. So
yeah.
If he doesn't get drafted high enough, it makes total sense for him to return.
Yeah.
Now, there's a lot other pieces in the pitching staff that could go pro.
Right.
But I think they've set themselves up. This has been a fantastic job by this staff – putting themselves in position.
It would be a situation where, like, it would have to be some sort of nightmare scenario for the draft to just totally decimate this team.
And even a nightmare scenario, like, it's almost impossible for them not to be in decent shape. Now, it might be the difference between them going to Omaha or and being a national seed and just, like, hosting or something. But the team's going to be in really good shape roster-wise when the season starts. And there's a lot of pieces that we just don't know about yet. Are they going to come through? Are they going to develop the right way? They're, you know, Brandon Sweeney is one of those. You know, Tyler Pitzer, who's been fantastic in the Cape. Like, those are guys that, you know, they need to make a jump from last year. But what's Davion Hickson going to do? I think that this roster still is in really good shape. Now, if it's the worst case scenario, State loses their top high school guys, State loses some of these draft eligible transfers and guys that are currently on the roster. Even if it's worst case scenario, they have put themselves in position to not be like can't miss, but the potential is there no matter what for this team to be not only a host, but a national seed caliber baseball team. The roster construction that they have done in a month has been super impressive.
Yeah.
And I want to be clear, like, this is not what they want to do. This is not how this staff wants to operate. They don't want to have 15-plus transfer portal players.
Right.
But it's reassuring to know that if they need them, they'll go do that. They'll go out in the portal, and if they need to be one of the best portal teams in the country, they'll go do that. But this is a staff that they want to go out and evaluate and recruit high school talent that's at the top of the country, develop it, have those players stay for 2 or 3 years, and build a consistent threat nationally. This isn't what they want to do, but this puts them in great position next year to compete right away.
And one thing you mentioned is that you've got some guys like Nunnally, Sean Taylor. You've got some guys who should be back next year regardless.
You know,
that was from this team, this roster was kind of missing. It was kind of being built year to year, losing guys, and you weren't really replacing them with the same guys. You didn't have
– And high school evaluations were not good.
They were not – they have not been good, you know, the past
– And also, year. Like, you look at the positional players since the national championship, how many guys can you name me that Mississippi State made better from their freshman year beyond?
Yeah.
Like, I don't have many. David Mershon.
Mershon would be one. But
Mershon's kind of like a self-starter. Like, I don't think that you had to develop him that much. Like, that's just him. Yeah. That's his built is ingrained in him. Dakota Jordan.
Dakota Jordan's the same way. Like, that guy was already a star. You didn't have to do anything with him.
So. There's not many guys that we saw just get tremendously better. That's what this staff does better than most teams in the country. They develop. And they retain. They do a good job of retaining the roster.
Yeah.
When I talked to O'Connor on the interview that you told me not to do whenever you left for vacation, one of the things that he told me is, like, this roster is just – they have not had the freshman and sophomore players, like, that are developing that they feel like this year they can take the next step. Like,
and think about State's run of success that they went through, right? Mangum, 4 years. Tanner Allen, 3 years. Justin Foscue was, 3 years?
That's huge.
3 years. I mean, having those guys – being able to say, hey, we've got returning starters that are good is a good thing for your baseball program. So,
and the two guys that we said got better, they were sophomore eligible.
Yeah.
They were in and out.
Yeah, they were not long-term deals at Mississippi State. So this
I
should
just
be
think that, like, the plan that they have in place and, like, how they execute it is so impressive. Like, it's just I've said it before. I don't think Mississippi State could have hired a better coach for what they want to do here.
Mm-hmm.
There's coaches that you can argue, like, are they better coaches or whatever? I don't know, but I think that Brian O'Connor has a case for total package, the best coach in the country. I just feel that way. The staff, continuity that they have on the staff, what he does in evaluations, recruiting, and development. Look how many players Virginia has in the MLB. Look at the guys that they produced. My gosh. At Virginia, that had done nothing prior to his arrival.
Yeah.
What can this guy do now with resources?
Yeah.
I know one thing he can do. He can go wrap up the best, potentially the guy that would be the number one player in the transfer portal.
Yeah.
And he beat LSU,
the defending national champs,
probably three times.
Yeah,
he probably beat them three times for Ace Reese. That's how many times Ace Reese probably had to say no.
I'll be interested to see if he can beat LSU three times in the season next year. We'll see if that can be the case.
We'll see if that happens.
So, good day for Mississippi State baseball. There's no getting around that fact. And now now the final days of the portal it should be closed in a few hours here. But that doesn't mean that the players can stop coming to your roster. It's just with the players going out now. Correct. Players can still come in. So Mississippi State, as Robbie mentioned, you know, they still are on the hunt for another middle infielder. They would still like to add maybe another arm or two, maybe another player. You know, if there's a best available guy that you just can't pass up, you know, maybe they'll see if that ends up being the guy too. So
I'm expecting one more pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing a right-hander. Mm-hmm. I know everybody wants a lefty, but I just don't think that Parker's philosophy lines up with, like, you have to have this amount of, I think he just wants to get the best guys and just go from there.
If you really need a left-hander, just look at the game through a mirror.
Genius.
Done.
Genius.
There you go.
So I'm expecting another pitcher, probably one more.
Yeah.
You really need to go get a middle infielder, specifically probably a shortstop, just mm-hmm. for depth. I think that you could probably do it with Ryder Woodson. I think he can play short, but he hasn't really done much yet. I would like to go get somebody that's kind of proven there and let the chips fall. Mm-hmm. But do you go get another catcher? Is, you know, Sean James going to play that position with Maluski and Jackson Owen, potentially Peter Michon? I don't know.
We'll see.
So there's two or three spots.
There's still some stuff to do. Well, we'll see how it all pans out. All right, tomorrow's show, a little more football. We've got an opponent preview to do. Jackson Fuller of the Southwest Times-Record will join us to preview Arkansas. And we're going to talk about important games. I got three that I want to talk about in particular. And if Robbie's got any, he can certainly throw those in. But we'll talk
are
about.
Are we just throwing out the rumblings this week?
Oh, I forgot about the rumblings.
Let's do rumblings tomorrow, and we'll close the week with
football.
Yeah.
Okay. Rumblings tomorrow. Send them in. Send the tweet out, young man. Sports writer of the year over there.
I'll do it. And
we'll write out your, why don't you write in a tweet? See if you can help us with that. And we'll do that. All right. That's tomorrow's show, is the rumblings. We'll do that tomorrow. Guys, have a great Wednesday. Back with you on Thursday for Robbie Falk. I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.